You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 73, the season starting holiday. It's almost always cold and rainy here in Salt Lake City for Memorial Day, which is usually considered a kickoff for the summer season, even though it's not quite summer official yet. It's not summer till June 21st, I believe. And like clockwork, it rained here on Memorial Day. Oh, imagine that. Not much changes. And with that, let's start the news. Federal government will no longer fund military-grade weapons and tanks to local police forces. So President Obama announced this decision, which will have the government no longer giving local police items, like weaponized aircraft and vehicles, firearms, ammunition of 50 caliber or higher, grenade launchers, and bayonets. So stricter control over things like drones, specialized firearms, explosives, battering rams, and riot batons is going to be in place. So also by October, departments will need to request anything military grade for specific training purposes. So I applaud this decision. You know, police departments do not look like they need to be in the military. If they need more help, they need to call departments like SWAT or National Guard or somebody that has more power than them. Police departments are to protect and serve. So when did it all become about having all the guns and all the firepower and all the tanks and battering rams and knocking people? You know, it's ridiculous. I've seen police tanks in action, you know, some of these protests that have happened over the years, you know. It just needs to stop, you know. So I'm in full support of this decision. Local police departments looking and being like the military? No, I don't think so. So, like I said, if a situation escalates, call in bigger powers. Call in the other guys. Otherwise, it's just an abuse of power and puts the fear of local police armed to the hilt into the collective population. People wonder why we fear the police, you know? You know, they're not protecting and serving. They're knocking everything down with tanks and coming in all guns a-blazing, you know, and So examples of situations where police have been heavily armed, where you probably see, a good example, like the Occupy Oakland a couple of years back, where innocent citizens were pelted with all sorts of firepower, you know, some rubber bullets, grenade launching, tear gas. So as much as $500 million was spent on warfare items like these tanks and grenades and everything to control what was mostly a peaceful protesting crowd. Yes, some people got out of hand. Didn't need to be militarized to control everyone. A lot of people in the public. I know a lot of people that don't like, to see these protesters and things like that. It's like, well, they're protesting something, and the majority of them are peaceful. Yes, a few bad apples kind of ruin it for everyone. You know, people that come in to loot the town, or to make things bad for the rest of them. You know, the few, you know, the classroom. Okay, Johnny acted out, so the rest of the classroom can't go to recess. You know, something like that. You know, or they treat it to that degree. You know, to a higher degree with all this firepower. With the police like this, they're just acting like they're untouchable and like they're going to, can pretty much take out or destroy anything they want or need to. I'm really happy that this decision will remove these items of destruction and get police back to what they're doing, you know, or what they should be doing, and that is protecting and serving. Situation gets out of hand, call on the big guys. Otherwise, stop acting like military. Speaking of situation, rival biker gangs meet in Waco, Texas. 9 killed and 18 injured. So a bar broke out amongst 5 rival motorcycle gangs at a sports bar called Twin Peaks. Yep, I'm thinking of the movie now, or the movie, the TV show. So the fight started in the bathroom, then moved inside the bar before spilling out into the parking lot. Guns were fired, knives broke out, chains, clubs, whatever. So in the end, 9 people died. 18 people were injured. So police were arrived quick to the scene. They were tipped off, if I remember right, from the story. So they took control of the scene quickly. They were, escalated quick. So they acted quick. The SWAT team showed up, helped defuse the situation. The sports bar had sponsored weekly biker nights, so they knew of the rivalry between gangs. And the police had asked them several times, don't sponsor these things with all these biker gangs. They hate each other. They're, it's just a bomb waiting to go off, So it's just wild how much, here's what shocked me. Wild how there's still gang activities with all these older bikers. I mean, these guys are in their 60s, Good God, I mean, what are you doing? Why are you leading this life of a biker gang? I'm more important than the other guys, It's like, shut up, Hang out at the bar, play some pool, have a few drinks, have some friends, ride your bike. It's awesome, Ride your motorcycle. No one cares, You just stop turning rivalry. So, because things can turn bad really quick once a fight breaks out. I mean, these guys, just tempers start flying and it's just done, So, anyway, so the sports bar was closed down for a little bit of time to make repairs and everything like that, and, for investigations to happen. So, like I said, just ride your bike, be nice to others. Is that too much to ask for these guys? Obviously it is, You're 60 years old. Some of you are in your 50s, maybe 40s. If you're anything past 20 or, maybe 25, I guess, gangs are stupid, Biker gangs, what's your purpose? You're better than all the other ones? Stop. Amtrak train derails in Philadelphia, killing 8 and injuring hundreds more. Oh, yeah, watching the news on this one. Oh, my gosh. For the type of crash this was, I have to say I'm really surprised at the low number of dead, Don't get me wrong. 8 people dying is a tragic loss, I mean, anyone, passing away, getting killed from one of these accidents is a loss. But if you saw the train sprawled out about, and they showed it on the news and everything after it jumped the tracks. I mean, the engine just kind of shuddered and then came to a stop, and then the passenger cars just kind of spilled over, it's like, if any of you have ever done model trains, you know what happens. You get something on the track, the train's going at a certain speed and, the passenger cars just go everywhere. So, and that's what happened here. So, thank goodness that there wasn't more lives lost. About 200 injured. They went to local hospitals for treatment. So the last time a train derailed on this section of the track was in 1943, which killed 79 and injured 117. So obviously, this was, much less fatalities here. So the speed for this particular zone was 50 miles per hour. The train was traveling at over 100 miles per hour when it jumped the track. Yeah, twice the speed limit. Yeah, that's pretty bad. So the accident could have been prevented using what's called PTC, Positive Train Control, which is a computerized speed limiting system that is operational on other parts of this Northeast Corridor track. So, so the implementation for this for the PTC had been delayed due to various regulatory requirements. I don't know the details on what the regulatory was missing. So, so this train was manually controlled, the conductor, they verified he wasn't distracted or, sometimes they're on their cell phones texting or whatever. Nope, it just happened. So hopefully, let's add more automated processes to this, and we can prevent, accidents like this in the future. This week's rant might be a long one. Josh Duggar, hiding molestation for years. So the oldest of the Duggar family, who have 19 kids, and several of these 19, including Josh, are also starting their own quiver full of kids. What the hell? So anyways, Josh and the family was forced to come clean about his molesting his sisters and a friend when he was 14 years old. It all got brushed under the rug back then. Hoping it would never be heard of. So Oprah Winfrey heard of this via a leaked police report some years ago and refused to have the family on her show. So she knew about it. It's been around for a while, the knowledge of it. So, But the way it was all handled was so wrong. No respect for any of the victims. So anyway, so they did an investigation and uncovered a lot of the details that no one knew a lot of the details. They knew it happened, but, you know, friend of the family, blah, 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 you know, took care of things. He went to, you know, some farm to work on things, you know, so, or help people build homes or whatever. I can't tell you how ridiculous this is, you know, that, it, you know, they thought they could, you know, just shove this and things, you know, okay, no big deal. So TLC has pulled the show, pretty much killing it for good. Josh apologized. Statements have been made. The sick part about all this is the hypocrisy with the moral image this family has put out there, waiting a year to go to authorities for proper reporting of such acts. The defenders, like Mike Huckabee, would most certainly lambast the media and create their own circus if Josh would have been a gay atheist, coming clean years after molesting his sisters. But instead, Mr. Huckabee is supporting this family at all cost. Religious nuts must stick together to weather the quote-unquote media storm. I'm so sick of this shit happening and their excuse for keeping it all hidden. Private family matters aside, you know, I see nothing wrong with the public knowing about this. So, you know, like I said, a recent investigation was done and they showed more details of, you know, how it wasn't handled right. So these people are frauds and hypocritical in their claims about morality. Let's hope this media blast goes away soon, just for the victim's sake. This week's shameless plug, Pac-Man turns 35. The yellow pie-shaped video game icon that eats dots and blue ghosts came onto the scene and into the arcades 35 years ago. 1980 was a year full of arcade classics, you know, like Asteroids and Defender and Space Invaders came before it, but Pac-Man was one of the biggest. I spent many quarters back then playing all sorts of video games, including Pac-Man. So if you knew the pattern of moves to make, you could play for hours on one quarter, which it took some skills to get to that point, and a lot of quarters to get practice, yes. So, I used to, yeah. So each screen had a different fruit to designate the level you're on, and there were a total of 256 levels, with the last level having a glitch that covered up a good half of the screen. So where playing a pattern helped you get through the game. So way before this final level, there were parts where the ghost wouldn't change blue when you ate the power pellet. So any of you played Pac-Man, you know, you get the power pellets in each one of the four corners, and you try and eat all the ghosts. Yeah. So I still play the game today on my mobile devices. I have on my iPhone and iPad. So, you know, it's still just as fun. You know, it's been years since I've gotten really, you know, used to be really good at it. So it's not something that I, you know, I'm still an expert at. You know, I have no idea what the pattern is anymore. You know, back in 1980, I was 17 years old. So, you know, I didn't, concern myself for, you know, playing, being a Pac-Man expert all these years, you know, so, but I still have fun playing it. You know, it's always fun to celebrate a milestone birthday like this. You know, it's, I grew up in video games. I grew up playing them. I grew up spending a lot of quarters. I have home consoles with, replicas of the video game arcades. So, you know, I do miss this, but I'm really happy to have had a piece of history to say that, yep, I was there. I spent my quarters. I spent a lot of time in arcades, the liquor stores in California or the convenience stores that had, a Pac-Man machine or a Defender or something in there. So pretty awesome. You know, I haven't set foot in an arcade for a long time, so I'm not sure what's still out there. But I'm sure every once in a while you'll see a classic game like this, you know. So, hey, have at it. If you find a game, play it. You know, lose a few quarters. Have fun. Enjoy. Waka, waka, waka. Bring on the warmer weather. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.